when I first came to London, believe it or not, from Cardiff in 64, they said curly hair doesn't work anymore. I said, wait a minute, you haven't heard me sing yet. It's not unusual
to be loved by anyone. See, even Tom Jones struggled initially.
And you're not boyish enough, even though I was the same age as John Lennon. So you're told that because you don't look right for the time, that you won't make it. It's not unusual to
see me cry. His hair may now be grey, but it is still curly. In 2015, hundreds of wannabe pop stars upload videos or tracks online every week. But one that managed to make itself heard amongst all that noise was this track by newcomer Philip George. I wish that you were
mine. It was all done in my small bedroom.
It's currently number 2 on the official singles chart, but it did take 2 years to get there.
And it just organically blew up. The first year, it only got 500 plays. And this year it's got 3 million, which is incredible. Everything's done through social media now. Unfortunately, a lot of the mature folk would probably be against it. My mum and dad are.
Social media plays a part, but can't compete with the 5-month promotional juggernaut of The X Factor. Something I Need by Ben Haynau sold 214,000 copies in a week to go down in history as the Christmas number one for 2014. You got something I need in this world. As series 4 of similar talent show The Voice starts up, it hasn't yet had that kind of success. No, 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 I'm
living without you. Hey, my name is Jermaine Jackman. I won The Voice in 2014.
So how does it feel 1 year on? What have you been doing? Because it's that impression people always think, yeah, where have you been? Why haven't we seen you before now?
Well, it's that whole sense of working hard in silence and letting your success make the noise.
What is your measure of success? Often it seems if you don't get a number one with your first single, people are going to assume that you failed.
Yeah, I don't like that. There's so much in that sense. People can put a lot of pressure on you, but I'm not pressured. It's like Amy Winehouse never had a number one, but look how successful she was. You're gonna
love me. Jermaine's debut album is due in March. Perhaps he will become the first winner of The Voice to get a number one single. A semi-finalist has achieved that, but not a winner yet. Ricky Wilson is a coach on the show.
It might not be churning out superstars to bridge the gap until the next series, but I think that's a good thing. I think we're building careers, we're not building flash in the pans.
Of course, talent comes into play and maybe some luck. James Bay hopes you'll know more about him this year. Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. James came second in last week's BBC Sound of 2015 poll. He's on MTV's Brand New for 2015 shortlist, and he's already been announced as the winner of the Brits Critics' Choice Award. Hold back the river, let me look
in your eyes. Hold back the river. I worked out eventually through a lot of kind of playing open mics and starting to perform a lot. You just have to put yourself around, you know. So I did as much of that as I could. And through that, you kind of start to tread yourself a path and work out where you're going and how you're getting there. But, you know, it's an element of sort of feeling your way through the dark.